Tamei HaMenhagim Siv Yud. He talks about why we don't say Alashem Yichud when we do the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. There's no Lashem Yichud to be said for Hachnasas Orchim. So he brings from the Degel Machan Ephraim, one of the first Hasidic works, a grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, who writes that it says by Avram Avinu that he left, he was talking to the Rebbein Shlem, and guests came by, and he picked up and left the Shechina in order to receive guests. Because G'dayla Hachnasas Orchim Yoyser Mekabalas Pnei HaShechina, because receiving guests is greater than Kabbalas Pnei HaShechina, is even greater than Kabbalas Pnei HaShechina. So you don't say the Shem Yichud Kud Shavarichu Shechintei by Hachnasas Orchim, because it's something that a person even has to abandon the Yichud HaKud Shavarichu Shechintei in order to perform the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. Since Hachnasas Orchim is greater, we don't say the Lashem Yichud before that act. That's what the Degel Machan Ephraim writes. Over here on the bottom he writes that Hachnasas Orchim is not the definition where you're taking somebody poor and you give them food, because that's tzedakah. Hachnasas Orchim is where you take in people that have money and people that are honorable people and you put them up. That is what's considered Hachnasas Orchim, and even that is brought down that it's greater than Kabbalas Pnei HaShechina. He brings from the Baal Shem Tov that by Avram Avinu and Sarah over there, Avram Avinu said, take kamach, take flour, and she said, soilus. Soilus is fine flour. So Rashi tells Mikan, from here we see, she'isha eineha tzara ba'orchim, that a woman, when it comes to guests, is more stingy. Which is fascinating, because the opposite would hold true. Avram Avinu said kemach, and she said soilus. Soilus is greater than kemach. So there are a bunch of different pshatim on this, but he brings down a pshat from the Baal Shem Tov, that there was a father lion who told his cubs that they have nothing to fear. They are at the top of the food chain, and they have absolutely nothing and no one to fear. So the cubs walked into the city, and there were one of these murals when they walked into the city, and one of them was a picture of David HaMelech killing a lion, and the other picture was a picture of Shimshon HaGibor killing a lion. So they ran back to their father and they said, look, there are these pictures of men, you know, killing lions, and you told us that we're the strongest. Look at these pictures. So their father said to them, this is the greatest proof that what I told you is right, because if it was something which is a given, that man kills a lion, they wouldn't have made a picture out of it. The fact that they made a picture is proof to what I told you, that we are the top and we have nothing to fear. These men did incredible actions that they were able to even beat a lion, but that's not standard. So over here, he applies the same concept that the Torah felt important to point out that Avram Avinu said Kemach and Sarah Imenu said Silas, and Silas is even finer than Kemach, so Sarah was even greater than Avram Avinu in the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. Then obviously the Torah is pointing it out to you for a reason, because generally speaking it's not like that, and that's why the Torah has to put up this picture to tell you that this was something special. So over here we see that Isha is a neha tzara ba'archim. There are other pshatim as well, in which somebody who sees that he's stricken in a particular midah, then the tactic that he needs to use is to go to the opposite extreme. So you see by the fact that Sarah said right away, take silas, which is very fine flour, that she felt that she was this particular area was hard for her, and because she was such a tzaddikus, she wanted to work on it and go to the opposite extreme and make sure she gives her guest the very best. He brings from the Sefer Derech Emuna, b'shem the Sefer Zichrein Taiv, that the Heilige Nishchizer was told the story that in Barditchev there was a very special person by the name of Reb Lieber. They called him Reb Lieber HaGadol, the great Reb Lieber of Berditchev. And one winter night, somebody came to his house and saw a candle burning in his house. So he knocked on the door because he needed a place to stay. And Reb Lieber accepted him very graciously and started preparing his bed for him. And this guest knew that Rabbi Leib was a very special individual. He was like the Rav over there, and he said, you know, why does the Rav have to prepare the bed for me, you know, himself? Let me do it. And Rabbi Leib says, you think I'm setting the bed for you? I am setting my own bed in Olam Haba through doing the mitzvahs. And they say that by the Chafetz Chaim also, there was once a maisa where a guest stopped by his house and wanted to stay by him overnight, and the Chafetz Chaim waited on him, you know, hand and foot, did whatever it is that the guy needed, and the guy felt very uncomfortable, and he kept on saying, Rebbe, no, don't do it, please don't do it, you're embarrassing, please don't do it. So the next morning in Shul, the Chafetz Chaim told the Gabbai to give this Yid Hagba. And the Gabbai gave this Yid Hagba, and the Chafetz Chaim ran up as soon as he was about to pick up the Sefer Torah and says, please don't be matriach yourself. Please, please, don't do it. Don't do it. Let me do it. And the guy looked at him incredulously. He's like, what do you mean? This is a kibbutz. This is an honor. So Chafetz Chaim said, you want to do a mitzvah of Hagba? And you look at me like I'm weird because I'm telling you not to do it. Achnas Sarachim is the same mitzvah as Hagba is. So why, when I was doing all this tircha for you, did he run over and tell me not to do it? Okay, Zeigesen.